Watch, water cannon deployed as stone-hurling migrants rush Polish border, officers injured. By Oliver J.J. Lane on November 16, 2021. The Polish government has congratulated its officers deployed on the EU's eastern frontier after they repelled the first wave of migrants who threw rocks and allegedly even stun grenades in an attempt to breach the border Tuesday morning. The European Union's eastern frontier with Belarus at the Polish border town of Kuznica was the scene of violent clashes Tuesday morning after groups from the hundreds of migrants bussed there by the Belarusian government attempted to force their way across. 7 Polish police officers and a soldier were reported injured, some seriously, after the skirmishes which saw migrants, many brought directly from Iraq and Afghanistan by air to Belarus by the regime in what has been called a hybrid warfare assault against the EU, throw rocks and even stun grenades. Polish police defended the hastily reinforced border, with groups of officers in shield lock formation moving forward supported by several large water cannon appliances. After warnings announced by loud hailers, the water cannon were used, appearing to scatter the attackers. The Polish government, for their part, blamed the Belarusian government for coordinating the assault, even publishing images of Belarus Army Command vehicles loitering close to the border in the build-up to the confrontation. In a statement seen by Breitbart London, Warsaw said of Tuesday's events, "Today, at the border with Poland, migrants, controlled by Belarusian services, have launched an unprecedented attack. Aggressive migrants threw stones, bottles, logs, as well as stun grenades and paving stones at Polish officers and soldiers. Some of them had handmade stone-throwing weapons. The use of combat tactics was also visible. While one group of migrants threw stones at the Polish security forces, the other, using cover, was destroying border fence. The attacks were coordinated and monitored by the Belarusian services. The hybrid warfare attack, Poland claims, is being leveraged for maximum propaganda effect by the Belarusian authorities. Poland and its spokesmen have been forthcoming in publishing footage and images from the border clash zones and buttressing that claim have been videos Tuesday showing small groups of women and children being brought forward to the borderline for the waiting cameras. And even, it is claimed, children having cigarette smoke blown in their faces to produce tears for the cameras. As reported this week, the migrants gathered on the Polish border are believed to have been brought there under essentially false pretenses by Belarus in an attempt to undermine the European Union by using its weakness, division between member states on how to react to mass migration, in a deliberately crafted attack. Intercepted messages suggest the migrants believe they will be bused directly to Germany if they can get onto European Union soil, a claim that Germany itself has flat-out denied. Tuesday's clash is the second in as many weeks. Last Monday, another large group of migrants attempted to force the Polish border, that time using axes allegedly provided by Belarus to fell trees directly on top of the border fence, creating a rudimentary bridge. Poland is building a new border wall to defend itself from the manufactured border crisis being imposed on it by Minsk. But even this is a controversial move among pro-mass migration EU lawmakers. Reacting to a new wall on Europe's eastern flank, French Minister Clément Beaune said he was against EU funding supporting construction, saying, "I am not for a Europe which bristles with barbed wire or is covered with walls." Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.